AM 1400 KKZZ. Tune in, listen in, and call in. 805-639-0008. That's 805-639-0008. Now, here's Dr. Bunny.
Good afternoon. This is the Dr. Bunny Show, Here's the Thing. And you can listen at 1400 AM KKZZ or www.kkzzam1400.com. I'm Bunny Vreeland, board-certified clinical hypnotherapist, and I'm here Monday through Friday from noon to 1 p.m. with my friend Spence, who's standing by to answer your calls. And we welcome callers. The number is 805-639-0008. That's 639-0008. If you have a problem, a question, or want to talk about something on your mind, call us at 805-639-0008. My website is bunnyvreeland.com, and you can listen to my archive shows at bunnyvreeland.com. And while you're there, download my free stress reduction session. Tell everyone you know that might be stressed. It's free. It's a 30-minute session that will help you with your stress. It really does help. I get a lot of calls about it. Now, I believe that everyone has a story, and many of these stories are helpful opportunities, not only for the storyteller, but also for the listener. How many times have you heard a story that made a difference for you? Maybe even changed your life. How many times have you said something that might have had an effect on someone else? This show is about telling stories and having conversation, empowering each other with our experiences and what we've learned to make it a little easier for you. I believe that conversations change and shape the world. On the Dr. Bunny Show, I invite you into these conversations. My guests are former clients, friends, and experts on subjects that I think have value for you. If you have a story about success and failure, which is our theme this month, email me at bunny@bunnyvreeland.com. Again, that's bunny@bunnyvreeland.com. Each month we do have a theme, and our theme this month is successes and failures. Before I introduce our guest today, Dr. Charlotte Resnick, to tell her story, I want to remind everyone that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Everyone has been in some way affected by breast cancer, so I'm going to be giving you highlights and telling stories about breast cancer survivors all this month. Did you know, for example, in fact, I mentioned yesterday that in 1974, Betty Ford, who was then our first lady, was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she was the first one to begin talking openly about this silent epidemic. In 1979, on TV's Dallas, Miss Ellie was diagnosed with breast cancer and undergoes a mastectomy. And in 1980, early detection guidelines were set for breast cancer by the American Cancer Society. You'll be hearing more of these little tidbits about breast cancer, some very surprising ones coming up. I was quite interested in some of these pieces of information. So I'd like to welcome Dr. Charlotte Resnick, and she's going to tell us her story. She's written a book, a fabulous book, called The Power of Your Child's Imagination. Welcome to the Dr. Bunny Show, Dr. Resnick.
Oh, I'm very happy to be here with you.
Well, we're happy to have you here. What was your goal in writing this book?
I wanted children and parents to have access to very easy, simple tools to help them solve their own problems, to help them not only get past the challenges of life, but thrive no matter what was going on around them and be successful no matter what.
I'm struck with the words easy and simple. Yeah, I think that's something that we need more and more of. One of my sayings is make life easy, make life simple, keep it simple. It's, you know, we've gotten so complicated. Absolutely complicated.
Yes, you know, even though it took me years of working with kids and years of writing, it really comes down to, for me, these nine simple tools.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also struck by, yes, what's easy, what's simple is often what's most effective.
It is. It is. Now, you're a PhD.
Yes.
What is your background?
My background is I'm a child educational psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an associate clinical professor of psychology at UCLA.
Oh, you're close.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're close. UCLA, we're just, you know, a stone's throw. So
I've been working with kids the last 25 years.
And you've survived.
I've thrived.
Yeah, I see your picture. I see your picture here, and you just look so vibrant. Like it looks like you love what you do.
Absolutely love what I do.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It shows. It shows. Let's talk a little bit about research and what research says about the power of a child's imagination. As you know, I'm a hypnotherapist, and I work a lot with imagination. In fact, I was struck with so many of the things in your book and, you know, some of the quotes and so on. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. But what does research say about the power of your child's imagination?
That it can be effective over a wide range of areas. It's, you know, the research started with adults,
mm-hmm.
and they first looked at health issues. Carl Symington with cancer, and
mm-hmm.
Siegel, who's a great surgeon,
yes.
Was very, you know, did a lot of work with imagery and the imagination. And in sports, every sports team has a sports psychologist
yep.
helping the athletes work on developing their skills through visualization and mental imagery. So this, the research in health is covered a wide range, headaches, stomach aches,
mm-hmm.
asthma, pain, anxiety, just across the board. And then it filtered down to working with children. And so in the last 10 or 15 years, there's a lot of research that points to the positive effects of imagery.
You know, I can't help but go back to the 70s when a couple of books at that time were you know, very controversial, but since then they've become the Bible, and those are the inner game of golf, the inner game of tennis, and I believe there's a few more that really delve into the imagery or the imagination to create or set up, you know, the mind to follow or connect with the body.
Yeah, I like thinking of our dear Michael Phelps, who
mm-hmm.
won the impossible 8 gold medals at the last Olympics.
Yep.
And he said, when everyone said it couldn't be done, all it took was a little imagination.
You also mentioned cancer. And in my formative hypnotherapy years, one of the things that I did was volunteer to take on terminal cancer patients. And half of them got better.
Yeah.
You know, they went on to live healthy lives for years afterwards. Some of them didn't make it, but, you know, it has to do with the power of the mind. So I'm thrilled that you're on the show today.
You know, even 20 years ago, I think it was 20 years ago, I was speaking at a conference in New Orleans
mm-hmm.
about the power of a child's imagination.
Yeah.
Afterwards, someone came up to me and told me a story about a little boy who had an inoperable brain tumor.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, you know, imagery wasn't that popular.
No, it wasn't. It was very controversial.
They couldn't operate. It was just nothing to be done. So why not use his imagination?
Sure.
Why not try it? Nothing
yeah.
to lose.
Nothing to lose.
And that was back in the time of Pac-Man. And so he had Pac-Man eating up the tumors.
Yeah.
And after a while, he didn't see them anymore. He just saw like a white dot.
Yeah.
And they did a brain scan. The tumor was pretty much gone. It was calcified. And this boy, I don't recall his name, but wrote a subsequent book about his experience, or his parents wrote about it, and he just lived.
Yeah.
And not to say that this is a magic bullet, but it can be very powerful, even in simple situations. I'm thinking of a time when I had a small group of kids, and they came in, one had a stomach ache, one had a headache, and one had a canker. It was really bothering him. And so that's when I started using the idea of creating a magical garden where your body could grow healthy and strong, kind of a metaphor, and then having a healing pond there. Well, while the garden is growing,
mm-hmm.
you could lie in the healing pond, and you could drink from the healing pond,
yeah.
and you could heal inside and outside.
Okay, I want to hear more about this when we come back from break, because I believe this is the right way to go. And we'll be right back on the Dr. Benny Show on KKZZ 1400 with Dr. Charlotte Resnick. This is Dr. Benny inviting you to join me at my Lighten Up with Dr. Bunny Weight Management Seminar on October 17th and 24th from 9 a.m. to 11:30 or 12:30 to 3 p.m. at the beautiful Topa Tower Club in Oxnard. This seminar has been partially underwritten, so you will save money as well as lose weight. For more information or to register, go to lightenupwithdrbunny.com or call 984-1237. Seating is limited. Register now. lightenupwithdrbunny.com or 984-1237.
Need help with a new mortgage? Let Landmark Financial help. Landmark Financial specializes in both the purchases and the refinancing of residential and commercial properties. Owners Pat Borton and Dan O'Brien have a combined 35 years in the industry and are well known for their great customer service. Both Dan and Pat are well versed in many of the new programs to help borrowers purchase new homes and refinance homes they were not able to refinance in the past. Call Landmark Financial today if you need assistance with your mortgage, 650-4999. Mention Dr. Bunny, and the appraisal fee will be waived. That's 650-4999. Are you tired of doctors throwing expensive pills at your medical problems with no results? Would you like to be able to turn the clock back on aging or illness? There's a scientific revolution going on in medicine, and the Bernhoff Center for Advanced Medicine in Ojai, 640-0180, has the latest cutting-edge techniques to help you with your chronic medical problems. They don't throw pills at symptoms. They look for causes and try to cure. Not every patient responds, but the Bernhoff Center for Advanced Medicine in Ojai, 640-0180, has an excellent track record in turning the clock back on a wide range of chronic health problems. Give them a call today or visit the website at www.drbernhoff.com. You'll be glad you did. It's amazing to think that Ken Winan's ancestors' long voyage to California ended on its north shores in the 1800s. Most people believe that everything changes over time, but the art and discipline of successful investing is timeless. At Winans International, he studied investing, historical trends, and uses this knowledge to deal with easy money bull markets and terrifying bear markets. Put Winans International to work for you and be a user of American history, not a victim of it. Call Winans International Investment Management at 800-494-6267 or go to Winans INT.
Welcome back to the Dr. Bunny Show here on KKZZ 1400 AM. We're here today with Charlotte Resnick, PhD, and she's written a book called The Power of Your Child's Imagination. If you want to talk to Dr. Resnick, give us a call at 805-639-0008. And when we went to break, we were talking about the power of the imagination, and you were talking about the healing pond. Could you expand a little bit more on that?
Sure. We left us just at the cliffhanger.
We did. I know.
And then
what happened?
Well, what happened is after these kids went to the magical garden and grew healthy, productive cells, and they were relying on their healing pond, One child had his animal friend, one of the tools as an inner guide, coming and giving him herbal tea from the pond. Well, when we came out of that little reverie, the headache was gone. The stomach ache was gone. So it did not hurt anymore.
Yeah.
And I encouraged the kids at that time. We were making tapes, so they made a tape of the little imagery we did, and they went home and practiced. And the boy with the canker sore came back the following week and said that his canker sore healed in half the time.
Yeah.
That usually it takes, I don't know, up to 10 days, and this took 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, it's just amazing what the mind-body connection does.
It is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We used it. It wasn't until many years later, after I finished writing this book, that I was able to do a CD on this same topic. And it was used not too long ago in a pilot study in a couple of children's hospitals around the country, and they found with adolescent kids that had spinal surgery, the kids that listened had less pain and were more relaxed than the kids that didn't. So that is very exciting, and they'll go on to do a larger study.
So if one wanted to get a hold of you, how would they do that?
Oh, just go to my website.
And what is that?
www.imagery4kids.com. And there's lots of information.
Lots of information there. We'll be asking you for that a couple more times in case somebody's running for their pen.
Oh, sure, sure.
So I wanted to ask you, you mentioned the 9 tools. You developed a program using 9 imagery tools, which you've been using in your private practice, right?
Yes.
And could you tell us about those 9 tools?
Sure. The first one, the foundation, is simply deep breathing. I call it the balloon breath, and that's breathing about 2 to 3 inches below your belly button.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we're stressed and when we're tense, we're breathing up in our chest,
yep.
having shallow breathing.
Yep.
And the funny thing is, all you have to do is put your hand on your belly button and just focus on breathing down into that spot.
Yeah.
And then it immediately calms you. It's physiologically, it's the center of your body.
Yeah.
You'll start lowering your stress, your blood pressure. And it helps kids and parents, too, frankly.
It does. It helps everybody. It's one of those things that, you know, just automatically focuses you, too.
Mm-hmm. Helps you respond rather than react
yes.
to the situation.
I love that.
I have one girl who actually has a little watch that she sets for recess time, lunchtime, and after school that kind of vibrates.
Mm-hmm.
She reminds herself to do her balloon breath.
That's great. I love that. What's number two?
Okay, so once you got that down, that foundation tool down, then you want a special place inside
mm-hmm.
where you could feel safe, kind of a sanctuary,
mm-hmm.
where you could either take a break from ordinary life, from stress, or you could do your inner work.
Go to your special place. I call it your place of beauty or your place of peace.
Right.
Now, you're describing what we do with hypnotherapy, too.
Of course.
Yeah.
Close cousins.
Very close.
Close cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in hypnotherapy it could be a little more directive.
Yes, because there are definite suggestions that are utilized. But it sounds like we're right in tune here.
Yes, and I'll try to have the children develop their own images
mm-hmm.
because then it's more powerful coming from them.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes at the beginning to get them started, they need a little help, a
yeah.
little inspiration.
Yeah.
So I'll suggest things. That's why I create different scripts for them. But often we'll just go back and forth and we'll start where they're at.
Yeah. I think it's always important to start people off and then show them how they can self-empower.
Exactly, exactly. One little girl. Now, often kids either have a special place that's outside or inside or a combination.
Mm-hmm.
One girl had a special place that had many rooms.
Interesting.
She had a playroom and eating room. She had a workroom with a table and 2 chairs. And that was because she would sit there and one of her guides would sit there and they could work together
they could to work
help
together.
Solve a problem.
Yeah. I love when people tell me where they go. You know, I have a man who flies around on a magic carpet.
Yeah.
I mean, this is all kinds. A lot of people go to water. That seems
yeah.
to be, you know, something that is a common theme.
Right.
Water seems to have that soothing and connective feeling for most people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm loving this. This is just right up my alley. So.
And then we want to have the kids kind of connect with their own wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because when you ask a child why you did that or what do you think you should do, they often say, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you sort of help them along
mm-hmm.
by suggesting they have an inner guide, like a wise animal friend, or a personal wizard,
mm-hmm.
they could ask the animal friend to help them. It's really connecting to another part of their, say, their unconscious,
mm-hmm.
and helping them develop their intuition.
Does that also help them feel better about responsibility?
Yes, because in terms of they find that they can be responsible for their own happiness. They could be responsible for solving their problems.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a little guide. They have a little animal friend. I'm thinking about a little girl who was having a very difficult time sleeping and falling back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And so she called in an animal friend, and a beautiful white unicorn emerald green eyes showed up that was called Miss Emerald. And she offered her a gift, which is another tool, following these guides, and the gift was beautiful sleeping powder in a perfume jar.
Ah.
And she was
very sophisticated young girl.
And she's supposed to like sprinkle it on herself at night as she said to herself, falling asleep. And it would help her fall asleep.
Mm.
And she could use that at night when she was first going to sleep or if she happened to wake up in the middle of the night.
That's
very powerful.
Powerful tool.
Animal friends are kind of like guides
mm-hmm.
that protect kids. Sometimes I had another little boy who was afraid of going to sleep because he was afraid someone was going to break into his house.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes that's a real fear.
It is a real fear.
But often it's not a real fear. And to me, it doesn't matter if a fear is based in reality or not. You could work with it no matter what.
Sure.
And so he imagined this huge, white, dragon protecting his bed, wrapped around his bed so he would be perfectly safe at night, and just in case he put a tiger at the door.
A dragon and a tiger should do it.
Yes.
And then,
worrying about his parents and his brother, and so he put his dragon's cousins to watch over them.
I love it.
And so whenever there's not, I wouldn't exactly call it resistance, but mm-hmm. other issues that come up, like, okay, first that he took control over his bed, but mm-hmm. then he started worrying about his mm-hmm. other family members.
Right.
So there's always another image. There's always another great imagination tool that could help solve that problem. So you just use your creativity and your child's creativity.
No wonder you have such fun. No wonder you love what you do. So what are we up to now, five?
Well, the wizard. So because sometimes an animal friend just won't do. They need more magic. And so we bring in a wizard, like from Harry Potter.
Sure, I was going to say Harry Potter, yeah.
Totally, totally popular. In fact, one girl had a wizard taking off from Harry Potter. Her memsy, you know, the girl wizard.
Mm-hmm.
And she would give her berries to help her calm down.
Berries?
Yes, berries. She'd give her little blueberries that she could eat, and that would calm her down.
So, you know, this imagination is just unbounded. Is that the right word? It's boundless. Boundless.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's just whatever comes up. And sometimes kids change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one minute, one animal friend will help them, another animal friend. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Just whatever comes up. And sometimes you get, like the boy who had the tiger and the dragon, you get a fearless animal friend to help you. Sometimes when you're afraid, you get a scared rabbit or a little deer that's stuck in the headlights because they understand your fear.
Okay.
So they empathize with your fear so they can help you because they know what it's like to be afraid.
Yeah, a lot of choice.
Every child is different.
Yeah.
Depends what they need, and I trust that they know inside what they need.
Yeah. Well, I think we all do. We just don't always open up that place.
Right. And so through the breathing and being in your special, calm,
mm-hmm.
sacred place, all these ideas come out.
So have we gone through all 9 of the tools?
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm sitting on the edge of my seat here.
Well, one of the things I say is listen to your heart. So I have the kids listen to their heart wisdom, their heart and their gut wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like, wow, there's research that shows there are cells in our heart that seem to have a brain of their own. Same thing with the gut. So you want to trust. And that's kind of known around the centuries, you know, trust your gut.
That's right.
Feelings.
That's
right. You
want
to pay attention to it.
Yeah.
Or if you feel a little bit off, like I'm from New York, so if I walk down the street that I don't feel good on, I don't question it. I turn around and go the other
mm-hmm.
way. You know, or even if you walk in a restaurant and you don't feel quite right sitting one place, you just want to trust that feeling. So you want to listen to your heart. So I'll have kids kind of check in, maybe even put their hand over the center of their chest at their heart level and ask, what is my heart's message? What does my heart want to tell me today?
Good advice.
What does my gut want to say?
Yeah.
And then the idea is not to forget the mind because the mind is so powerful and important, but to integrate the knowledge and the wisdom in the heart and the belly.
To bring in balance.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
I'm fascinated.
It's just spectacular. And I'll have kids checking in every day. What's their heart tell them before they wake up? Because it just takes a little bit of time. Like one little boy, as young as he was 3.5 years old, if you could believe.
Mm-hmm.
And his belly told him to share.
Oh, nice.
Which was perfect, because at preschool, that's an issue the kids are working with.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So, you know, I think 3 is where most people start to become aware. When I do hypnotherapy, I can take most of my clients back to the age of 3 if we have, if we have childhood issues.
Sure, because they have more language.
Yeah,
really have a command of language.
Yeah, and understanding.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
They know what's going on.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'll work with kids as young as 3 and as old, well, as parents' age.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're all kids.
We all have a kid inside.
That's true.
Us.
That's true.
And that leads us to talking to what I call toes and other body parts, because we have knowledge in other parts of our body.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you keep your fear? Where do you keep your worries? One girl had her anger in her knee, and it was a red bolt. And then what she did to counteract that, what could help, one of her animal friends told her, is she got a filter in her neck, a white filter, that would control the red bull, which were her angry words coming out, so it wouldn't have to be so angry. And her red bull told her it was there to protect her from the red bull in other people, the anger in other people, so she could fight back.
Isn't that just amazing what kids come up with?
Yes.
I mean, it truly is. And it all makes sense.
Yes. And then what she came up with was okay, don't always have to use the filter. Her wizard gave her a love potion. That if she sprinkled the love potion on her red bull, her anger, it would go to sleep and become calm. So then she only kept the filter as a backup.
Yeah.
The love potion didn't get there in time.
Never hurts to have plan B.
Yes.
Yeah, I always say, what's plan B here?
And even, you know, we don't have feeling coaches around too much, or in the schools, they don't often spend time teaching children the language and understanding their feelings. So if you just start with simple feelings, like where do you keep your sad or mad parts, where do you keep your happy parts, your calm parts, and get like a balance. You know, like one boy kept his anger in his belly. That's a pretty common thing.
Yeah, I was going to say that's where most people...
Anger and fear.
Yeah.
Often.
Yeah, that's why we have so many, so many gastro problems.
Yes, exactly. And then I ask, okay, your anger's in your belly, in your gut. Where do you keep your calm feeling?
Mm-hmm.
Well, calm maybe was in his shoulders,
and
it was blue. And then so I had him imagine breathing in the calm blue into his anger, and it kind of covered over his anger.
Yeah.
So it kind of calmed it down.
So color is important.
Color's another tool, very important. And I combined that with the feelings. And so then I thought, well, let's try something else. Where do you keep your love? So his love was in his heart, and for him it was white. For boys, a lot of times love is white. Sometimes it's red. For girls, it's often pink. So then we breathed in the white of the love into his anger. And what happened then, it kind of totally dissipated. Whereas the calm blue just covered over it. The white really let the anger disappear.
This is so good. I want to hear some more after we come back from our next break. I'm just loving this. We'll be right back on the Dr. Bunny Show on KKZZ 1400 with Dr. Charlotte Resnick.
It's a subject nobody wants to talk about, fear of losing your home, or overwhelming credit card debt. If you find yourself in a financial dilemma in these uncertain times, be assured that you are not alone. Van Brod & Inez, financial consultants, specialize in helping people in trouble. Call them at 805-650-3800.
We were drowning in debt. My husband was downsized and we thought we were headed for bankruptcy. Van Brod & Inez pulled our lives back together. Saved our home and cut our credit card debt nearly in half. We are doing fine now thanks to Von Broughton and Inez Financial Consultants. They gave us immediate relief and a financial future.
Again, the number is 805-650-3800. Call them today if you need help. 805-650-3800.
Hi, this is Amy from Tri-County Pest Control, and if you're having problems with termites, rodents, or any other household pests, call me today at 650-1550, and we can set up your free inspection. We believe in options to fumigation, so call us today at 650-1550. If you're wondering about the condition of your home and want to save 15%, call Tri-County Pest Control at 650-1550. We are locally owned and operated, and we're here to serve you.
Jersey Mike's, take and believe. Jersey Mike's, take and believe.
Hi, I'm Dan from Jersey Mike's. We all know that times are interesting. Gasoline prices at an all-time high, housing sales are slow, and in the restaurant business, well, you see what's happening. $2 sandwiches, $4 pizzas, 2-for-1 discounts everywhere. Jersey Mike's has been through many recessions. We've been serving the same sandwich since 1956, and through it all, we know one thing is still certain. You get what you pay for. Our Angus roast beef, cooked fresh in the store, is the best roast beef you can buy. Anything less, well, it wouldn't be Jersey Mike's. We will continue to slice our sandwiches when you order, because that's the freshest way to make a truly authentic sub sandwich. Fresh onion, lettuce, and tomato, oil, vinegar, and spices, we call it Mike's way. Real Philly cheesesteaks grilled while you wait, that's Jersey Mike's. Come in and visit your local Jersey Mike's. You deserve to get what you pay for. Quality and freshness you can count on. For more information and the nearest location, visit JerseyMikes.com.
Jersey Mike's, taste and believe. Jersey Mike's, taste and believe.
Welcome back. We're here on the Dr. Bunny Show on KKZZ 1400 AM. Today we have as our guest Dr. Charlotte Resnick, and she's written a book, The Power of Your Child's Imagination. When we went to break, we were talking about the 9 tools that she uses, which are incredibly similar to hypnotherapy and using the power of the mind to create your reality in a softer, gentler way. So where were we on the list? I kind of lost track.
Well, we started discussing using color for healing. Mm-hmm. That example of the boy.
Right. I don't know what number that is.
That was number 8.
Okay.
And
great.
Also, you could use color. It's very helpful to use it when you're working with feelings, emotions, or pain.
Mm-hmm.
Even. So, for example, if someone has a headache, I might ask them 3 simple questions.
What? I'm laughing because I've been using this for years.
Oh, yes.
In fact, I have it marked, you know, to ask the 3 questions.
What color is your headache?
Yeah, and the shape.
Your headache and how heavy is your headache.
Yeah.
And people use this for stomach aches or any kinds of pain. And often they start out being red or mm-hmm. black and sharp or square and very, very heavy. And then what I do is I just have them do the balloon breath like 3 or 4 times. And whatever they tell me, I just say, you know, good or nice. And then I have them do the balloon breath. And then I ask those questions again in a round. It's kind of like going in rounds.
Yes.
And then you have them do their breathing. And then what happens is over time, maybe 3 to 5 minutes, it changes from that dark red heavy to lighter and rounder, and maybe it goes to blue and yellow and even white. And then what I'll do is I'll pull in the 9th tool, which I call tap into energy, and I might put my hand outside their head about 6 inches away, so you might do that as a parent, and just suggest that any pain that's left just go pouring out of their head directly through your hand out into the atmosphere and dissipate harmlessly so it doesn't bother anyone. But I just kind of pull it out, and you could actually feel pain in your hand as you start doing the balloon breath yourself and being sensitive.
Yeah.
And so I have them be able to do that. And then if there's any bits left, we might have a conversation with the headache. You know, what do I need to know or do to let the rest of you go? And then it's kind of talking to the symptom, which is very helpful for kids. And so some kids might come up with, I need to take a nap, or I need to drink more water, because sometimes headaches are from physical issues like
dehydration.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're from stress. And so sometimes I'll ask a couple of things, maybe on a scale of 0 to 10, 0 being no pain, how where are you? And then we could see the stress going, the pain going down.
Mm-hmm.
Or how much stress do you have in your life, 0 to 10. And then we could see what changes. If they bring their stress level down, do the headaches become less frequent and less intense? And that usually is what I see. So you want to bring in, you want to use what's appropriate, whatever tool is appropriate. You kind of mix and match to the situation. And the energy I mentioned, it's like just being aware of the energy around you, because you could do this very simply. You could show a child or yourself, rub your hands together quickly for about 30 seconds or a minute.
Bring up the heat.
And then you start releasing it, letting the hands separate very slowly, and you could feel something in between. And that's sort of like feeling energy.
Okay.
And play with it.
And we have good energy, and sometimes we have energy that's not so good. So what tools would be useful for a child that's caught in the middle of a nasty divorce or a custody battle?
I think that's really very important question because I see a lot of...
Boy, there's so much. There's so much.
Yes, and I actually talk about success and failure. I did my dissertation research on why some kids do well going through such a situation.
What a great thing to do your dissertation on.
It's all about the resources you have. And, of course, if the parents do better, the kids do better.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of common sense.
Of course.
But the kids that are going, whose parents are going through a bad divorce, unfortunately I see that too much, and the parents are trying their best, but they're caught up in the situation, and it does affect the child.
Of course it does.
Teach them to just clear out. And any, whether, where's the bad feelings in their body? And maybe imagine them going out through the ground, through their feet, into the ground to disappear. So it goes into the ground so it doesn't hurt anyone and it disappears harmlessly.
Which is another way of saying grounded.
Right. Could be black energy they feel, could be red.
Yeah.
And then they could, I'm thinking about somebody who had to separate out the difference between her and her sister because when she got into fights with her sister, she would feel all this sticky stuff on her back.
Mm-hmm.
And so she called in an animal friend, and a bird appeared, a red bird appeared, and it would pick off the sticky stuff from the fighting with her sister off her back.
And eat it?
Well, it would, I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
It would pick it off, and because for the bird it was their food.
Mm-hmm.
And but it would only pick off the sticky stuff that her sister put on her. It wouldn't pick off the sticky stuff that she put on herself.
Interesting.
Yeah, she had to let go of that herself.
Yeah, wow.
So that's something to really think about. Or another child who felt so much pressure to be the good big brother, younger brother. You know, he was supposed to be the perfect little old brother, and it was too much pressure. And he imagined locks all over his body.
Locks?
And down. Locks.
Oh, it's in Lock and Key?
Yeah, like in Lock and Key, not the kind of locks he eat. And so there were these big, heavy locks on his around his shoulders and his hands, weighing him down.
Weighing him down, yeah.
So we called in who could help. Because once you teach a child about the wizards and the animal
friends,
you just sit and get quiet and breathe and call in who shows up to help you.
I call in Houdini.
Well, for him it was like a squirrel. So the squirrel had the key to unlocking the lock.
Uh-huh.
And could unlock his locks and the pressure, and he felt much lighter. And, you know, you don't have to explain to a child what they're doing. It's on a metaphoric level.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And
they're so good at that. They're just so incredibly, it's what kids do.
Mm-hmm.
It does. Now, I'm going to ask you another question along the same lines because, you know, we've been at war for a number of years, and a lot of children have lost their parent through war or perhaps even from an illness.
Yes.
How do you help children deal with that?
I start with what they believe in. What happens after someone dies?
Mm.
So it doesn't matter, of course, my beliefs, but it does matter what the child believes. And often, when they're younger, they believe in some sort of heaven or afterlife.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a great comfort to them. And so if they do believe that, I start there. So one child was having terrible, just self-inflicting behavior.
Mm-hmm.
She was pulling out her eyelashes and eyebrows after her parent died.
Mm.
And what helped her was to imagine her dad in heaven and him reaching out his hands and sending his love to her and imagining the connection and having a conversation with him and feeling that she could visit him and he could visit her through her imagination and what remembering the good times they had before.
Yeah, it's so hard for children, you know, when their parents are either in a situation like divorce or they passed away, and the kids just feel so helpless and sometimes frustrated and sometimes angry and sometimes, you know, sad, and it's very difficult to know. So I'm just really happy you're doing this work and sharing it today with us.
Thank you. Yeah.
Why don't you give us your contact info another time? So if anybody wants to contact you and perhaps talk about some of their situations that they might be having with their children, would you do that?
Sure. Just go to my website, which is www.imageryforkids.com.
Imagery for kids.
F-O-R. And they could, there's lots of articles. They could email me. There are CDs of therapeutic relaxation for their kids or themselves, for parent support. What, you know, whatever their needs are, that's basically why I'm here.
What ages best respond to these techniques? You mentioned that you work from ages 3 to adulthood, but are there specific ages that seem to respond easier, quicker, better?
Well, I usually, I like to say around 5 because they have a better command of the language. They're able to sit still a little bit faster. But saying that, my little 2.5-year-old cousin is using, learning the balloon breath and using the CDs to help relax her.
At 2.5.
Yeah. She's almost 3.
Well, you know.
So, but truly, I mean, if you ask me, I would say start at 5, but I've seen kids that could start earlier depending on their age level, like her and the little boy I described was 3. And then there's a nice window. There are a couple of windows, 5, 6, 7, and then 9, 10, 11. And then in the teenage years, we use it with different language. You know, maybe they don't find an animal friend. Maybe they find a wise person. Just depends on what your child is interested in and what age they are. Because you want to catch them at things that are important to them. You know, a parent might bring a child in because he's angry and he's having a lot of fighting. But the child doesn't really look at it that way. He's interested in doing better at sports. So I start with him there, and I help him in sports. And then we move over to, how else would your life be?
Yeah.
So it's a segue.
Yeah.
You want to kind of go in the side door sometimes.
Yeah. It's almost like you have to. Otherwise, it's too painful. Do you think these tools work for parents too? Should we all have imaginary friends? I do. I have a wise man.
Yes. Absolutely. Totally. And what's lovely is you could do this with your child. I'll have parents like listen to the kids' CDs all the time. Oh, that really helped. Or I was speaking recently, and a grandmother said, I'm going to go home and get myself a wizard.
Okay. I could go many places with that, but I think I won't because I want to hear what you have to say. So, okay, what about music and drawing and writing and some of those tools to enhance these techniques?
You know, I've found over the years it's been so powerful, and people have different interests, but art is a wonderful cathartic way to release your feelings and your emotions. And so sometimes kids will just scribble, you know, if they're not comfortable drawing something specific, and they'll scribble out their angry feelings, bad feelings. And that's fine because it releases something. And when they draw what their imageries are, it gives you a chance to see what's going on inside more clearly. And also it gives you a nice way to work with the image, because if you put your fears on paper, they don't seem as scary.
Yes.
Because they're just there.
Yeah.
They're out there. They're not inside, stuffed inside you anymore. One boy drew like these wormy beasts for his fear and worry in his belly. He was afraid his mother wasn't going to pick him up from school. And they were scary creatures. But then we could talk to them.
Yeah.
We could talk to them through his picture.
Yeah.
You could do it through the imagination, but using the art is another wonderful way.
Yeah, kids are so wonderful that way. They really tell you what it is.
Yes. Very, and it becomes very concrete. See it. In fact, sometimes for the little ones, I might trace their body on a butcher block paper, and then we'll have them imagine where their feelings are, and then we'll draw in their feelings. So they could see, oh, that's where I keep my anger, or that's where my sadness is.
Great tools, really great tools.
And for the older ones, they could draw their own bodies. But I have one boy who's hanging it in his bedroom, and he adds his, you know, feelings by one as they come up during the week.
Yeah, put it on the wall.
Yes, yes. And then another thing you could put on the wall is how you'd like things to be. So maybe the situation is terrible right now. You're getting really bad grades, or you're fighting with your friends. But how would you like it to be?
Yeah, picture and imagine.
Picture.
Yeah.
And then you have a chance to. You have a chance to get there, not from magic, but because once you have that image in your mind of where you'd like to go, you could take the steps to get there. I'll do that with kids that are bedwetters and want to have a dry bed. I might even draw their path where they are now, and then the end of the line when they're having a dry bed. And then we walk along through their imagination. What's the first obstacle? And then we address that through their imagination. And then we could see, as time goes on, where they are in their path. If they're halfway there, are they three-quarters of the way there?
And so we have a goal, and we're constantly going forward.
Yes.
I love that. You also have a list of the top 10 things that kids most want and need from parents, and I was very struck by this, and I think this is so brilliant for you to list this. So shall we go through those? I think I'd just love to have that.
Sure. You know, over the years, kids tell me what they need from mm-hmm. parents, what they want,
mm-hmm.
and they're really wiser than I am, so I just listen to them. And so one of the top on the list is patience from their parents, because we could do things quickly. When we see a situation, we know how to fix it, we want it to be done,
mm-hmm.
but actually living through that, it mm-hmm. takes a longer time. So they really want patience from their parents, that and understanding that it does take time, change does take time, and understanding who they are
mm-hmm.
and how they're feeling. And what helps in doing the understanding and in being understanding is listening. Listening. Oh, my gosh. Gosh, as parents, we really want to fix things.
Mm-hmm. So I know.
We just, you know, tell them how to fix it.
Yeah.
And the kids often just want you to listen.
Yeah, just be heard.
Yes.
And I, you know, Charlotte, I think most people want that, whether they're children or adults. We all need to be heard and acknowledged.
Yeah.
So I was really struck with that one, because that seems so universal to me. We'll go through the rest of the list when we take our last break. We'll be right back on the Dr. Benny Show on KKZZ 1400. This is Dr. Benny inviting you to join me at my Lighten Up with Dr. Benny Weight Management Seminar on October 17th and 24th from 9 a.m. to 11:30 or 12:30 to 3 p.m. at the beautiful Topa Tower Club in Oxnard. This seminar has been partially underwritten, so you will save money as well as lose weight. For more information or to register, go to lightenupwithdrbunny.com or call 984-1237. Seating is limited. Register now. lightenupwithdrbunny.com or 984-1237.
Selling a home? You want to have the very best realtor and interior designer to help you. Aurora Heineman and Mary Shoji are here to help. Aurora Heineman will take the hassle out of listing your home, and Mary Shoji will stage it for a smooth, easy sale. Call Aurora with Prudential California Realty at 377-1906 and Mary at Stylish Transformations 233-1370 when you want to sell, purchase, stage, or decorate your next home. That's Aurora Heineman, 377-1906 and Mary Shoji, 233-1370, making it easy and effortless for you. Aurora Heineman, 377-1906, and Mary Shoji, 233-1370.
Did you know that over 1 million people die of heart attacks every year in the United States? New research indicates that an active component in pomegranate may help in the fight against cardiovascular disease. Pomegranate Plus has 32 powerful superfoods that assist and keeps the heart muscle strong. It's one of the most powerful antioxidants you can take for your heart and your prostate. To order Pomegranate Power, call now, 818-591-9355. That's 818-591-9355. Or log onto the website, radiantgreens.com. Pomegranate Power is so dynamic that research indicates that 2 ounces in a clinical trial showed a 17% increase in blood flow and a 21% reduction in prostate cancer. Based on the work of Dr. Lansky and Dr. Newman, Pomegranate Power could save your heart. Call today, 818-591-9355. That's 818-591-9355. It's that good, and stay well.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering.
And we're back on the Dr. Benny Show on KKZZ 1400 AM. The book is called The Power of Your Child's Imagination. The author and our guest today is Dr. Charlotte Resnick. And when we went to break, we were talking about the top 10 things that kids most want and need from their parents, and we talked about patience, understanding, and listening, or being listened to, I think is really, so important. And what are the rest of those, Dr. Resnick?
Oh, I'm glad you reminded us of those first four. The next that I hear from kids is they really would appreciate their parents using soft voices.
Soft voices, yeah.
And that's because as a parent, you have a very important message
mm-hmm.
for your kids. And when you get upset and frustrated and yell or scream at them, they don't hear your words. They just hear the yelling. And your words are important and need to get across. So even if you have to do the balloon breath yourself,
mm-hmm.
it's worth it to use your soft voices.
Yeah.
It'll make a big difference to the kids.
It makes a big difference to adults, too.
Now, the truth is kids will tell me how many times they have to ignore their parents before their parents will start yelling.
Yeah.
So they will try to push things, but you don't want to buy into that. You know, give yourself a break, come back, talk about it another time, but stay calm. It's quite worth it because you're the child's role model, and that's like the last top 10 is being the role model. But in between, they really would appreciate and need structure,
mm-hmm.
consistency.
Yeah, I think all kids do.
Yes. They need to know where the limits are. They need to know what is right and what is wrong. And this is a good way to share your own values with them. But it's important to be consistent.
Yeah, structure and consistency.
And even though you want to build in some flexibility, they need to know that when you say something today, the same thing will happen tomorrow.
Yeah.
I have a girl who one day her dad will be mad at her and the next day not for the same exact thing. So she didn't know whether she was coming or going.
Yeah, it's very confusing. It's very confusing. The other part that's confusing is if you go to mom's and there's no rules and you go to dad's and they're, you know, very structured rules or vice versa. It's just really confusing to children.
It makes it more challenging.
Yeah.
You know, in cases where the parents aren't living together,
mm-hmm.
kids can adapt to do two different sets of rules, but it just makes it a little more challenging.
It certainly does.
If you can work together, that will help your child.
Right.
And now running down the list,
mm-hmm.
we want love is a big one. Now, you know, you might take it for granted that you love your child, but you shouldn't take it for granted.
Mm-hmm.
Love, it's a feeling and it's also a verb. So you want to show your kids and tell them, and your behavior and your words should be congruent with loving them.
Walk your talk.
Yeah. It's very hard for kids when they do get yelled at or they are criticized
mm-hmm.
a lot to believe that their parents love them,
yeah.
It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, not congruent.
Right, right. And then you want to connect that love to giving them some freedom, because from the time they cut the umbilical cord, that's when the separation starts
mm-hmm.
to when they're adults. So you want them to have more and more freedom, but you want to connect it to responsibility, because you don't want a child just running around all over the place. You're growing a child. You're growing a
yeah.
human being. So, for instance, it's very simple. If he gets to play outside with his friend's ball, then he has to come in for his homework, or he has to come in for dinner. And if he doesn't, he knows beforehand that he'll miss the next day playing with his friend.
Uh-huh.
Or if she wants the keys to the car, then she knows she has to come home at a certain time. And if she doesn't, she misses maybe the next time that she has an opportunity to
call. Yeah.
So you have, you're consistent, you're loving, and you connect that freedom to responsibility, just as they see in you. Now, you can't always do this alone. Family is really important.
Yeah, extended family.
And extended family,
yeah.
And friends that feel like family.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it really does take a village to raise a child, and you need to get help and support. Otherwise, it's just too stressful.
It's too overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you want to come back to being a good role model, because kids learn from what you do, not so much from what you say.
Yeah. And my theme next month is going to be role models, mentors, and coaches. So a good point there. We all do need a coach, a mentor, or somebody that we can look to for the way it should be.
Yes, and it does make a difference. Research shows that if you have one person, one mentor, it
mm-hmm.
can totally change your life.
It does. Yeah, it absolutely does. And those are the top 10 things that kids most want and need from parents. Brilliant. And is that posted on your website?
Yes. You know, if you sign up for my email newsletter, people will get a whole section on each of these.
Perfect.
To these top 10.
And let us have that. Yes. Let us have that info. The website.
Just go to imageryforkids.com and click on sign up for the email newsletter, and you get the top 10 with detailed instructions and information about them.
Dr. Charlotte, we have 3 minutes, and I really appreciate your being on the show. What would you like to leave us with? Do you have some advice for parents to help their kids?
Oh, yes. Okay. Top three, parents. Trust yourself. Believe in your child and be positive.
I love it. Nice and simple, to the point. Trust yourself, believe in your child, and the third one was
be positive.
Be positive. Great stuff. Thank you so much for being on the show today. I really appreciate it. And good luck with your book. It's a wonderful book, The Power of Your Child's Imagination. A must read for parents.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And stay tuned tomorrow when we have Dr. Robin Bernhoff on the show from the Bernhoff Center for Advanced Medicine. And he will be on the show tomorrow, so give us a call if you have any medical questions that you would like to ask Dr. Bernhoff. This is Bunny Vreeland, board-certified clinical hypnotherapist. You can go to my website at bunnyvreeland.com.